Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You guys have told us more Burt Show, so we're giving you more Burt Show in bonus content, stuff that, frankly, we can't talk about right here. So it's all the bonus stuff, like producer Katie thinks she might be living next to a serial killer. That's part of our bonus content this week. And also, why do men get hotter with personalities, but women do not? That's a bummer for you guys. All that on our bonus content, theburtshow.com/bonusBS.
My mother made me wait weeks and weeks to tell me a story because she wanted to tell me in person. She said it was that shocking, and it legit might be the most shocking story I've ever heard in my life.
All right, you got me.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So my mom goes over to visit some friends of hers in Colorado quite often. They play cards. They have a good time. They kick it. This particular weekend, she goes over there, and it's her. It's about four or five of her friends. They're all in the backyard sitting around a fire pit, having some drinks, playing cards, just having a good time. She starts to notice, because I guess the way their backyard is set up, there's like there's a platform where they're all at, and then there's a hill. It goes down. Once you get down to the hill where all the grass and everything is, there's a fence, and then there's another backyard that's kind of built the same exact way. Now, where they are, I guess, even though these two have been neighbors for a long time, where the fence is, they don't know each other. They've just seen each other, but they're not thinking anything of it.
Okay.
There's a guy who walks down to the fence on his side of the yard, and he appears to be looking over to where my mom and everyone is playing cards and having a good time.
Just got his head like above the fence, like that Home Improvement
like
dude.
Home Improvement okay. Dude. Exactly like that. And he's for a while, I mean, for the first like maybe 5 minutes, they're trying to figure out what exactly is he's doing. And he appears to be talking, but they don't know if he has like AirPods in or whatever. But he might even be talking to himself. They can't tell. So about 10 minutes go by, and this guy is still there just talking, but he's not saying anything. He's not yelling anything. He is literally just looking over the fence, watching them. So at this point, my mom and a few of the ladies start to be a little concerned. Like, this is really weird behavior. Mm-hmm. Do y'all know this guy? Have y'all ever seen this guy? So the man of the house is like, well, I've seen him, but I've never had a conversation with him. And I've also never seen him do anything that appears to be this creepy before. So at this point, he feels like, all right, I'm going to go down there and talk to him and see what's going on so that the ladies feel okay. So he walks down. He asks the guy, you know, what's up, bro? You need something? How are you? He's like, no, I'm just wondering how Mo has been. That's what I say, right?
What?
Okay, wait, I'm nowhere near there, right? He's like, how was Greece? I see that he was in Greece. So now, okay, wait, what is good? So he's like, how do you know Mo? So he says, well, that's Mo's mom. I know Mo's mom. He said, how do you know Mo's mom? Well, me and Mo went to school together. You never guess who this guy is. This is the same guy that I came on here recently and told y'all that I was concerned about, because it was the guy that I went to high school with who never had this kind of personality or character, but out of nowhere wrote me in my DMs and said that he wanted to sleep with my mother.
No!
No!
Shut up!
Yes.
Shut up.
What are the chances? The same exact guy. So my mom, now she starts to look and she can remember. She's like, I do remember him because he used to come over to my house in like eighth grade. So I don't know what this man is going through.
He's checking out your mom in the eighth grade.
Somehow ends up being neighbors.
Shut.
With my mother's good friends.
All right, so just so I have the timeline of this, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it is shocking. If you didn't hear the first part of this. So when's the last time you talked to this dude?
Before that DM?
Yeah.
Years.
Years and years and years.
10 plus.
And then the DM comes in saying that, hey, how do you feel about me dating your mom or something?
Pretty much.
Okay, and that was how long ago?
That was maybe 2 months ago, 2-3 months ago.
Okay, so he knew that he was living next to your mom when he sent you that DM, but you didn't know.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Oh, wow.
That is crazy.
So he's been looking over the fence at your mom or what have you, and then DMs you saying, I want to hit that.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes. Damn.
Exactly that.
How Dude. Does your mom feel? I'd feel so skeeved out.
She was a little bit, but I think she sees it more as like he's going through something, and she doesn't feel as if he's truly a threat. Neither does my family. It's just I don't know what this man is going through, but the way he was sitting there talking to the fence by himself, yep. It's hard to make fun of him because I genuinely think he's going through something.
Bro, wow. Is there any chance at all? I know this is freaky. Is there any chance at all that he found out where she was living and got the place next to her on purpose?
Well, she doesn't live there. My mom doesn't live there. Her friends live there.
Or he tied it in somehow, some way, and got the place knowing she would be there.
He's the most calculated individual of all time, if that's what he did.
Dude, that's what I
Netflix,
don't know. That's the crap that Netflix series are made out of right there.
1,000%. Like, imagine my shock when my mom tells me this. I couldn't speak. I was speechless for about 5 minutes with my mouth open like there's just no possible way. Oh, I didn't even know what state this man lived in, let alone that he actually is the neighbor to my mother's best friends.
Okay, now I just want to take a look at this from his side, just for just 1 second, okay? just from his side, all right. So this guy has been, like, lusting after your mom since the 8th grade.
Yeah, okay? Apparently, yep.
He moves into this random house, right?
Uh-huh.
And then as he's looking over the fence one day, sees the woman that he's been lusting over since the 8th grade.
That's Mo's mom.
He must have been like, it's
got
destiny.
It going on.
Yeah. It's destiny.
So creates
homes.
An Instagram. See, the thing is, I think he literally created an Instagram just for this because he didn't have an Instagram before that. And when he wrote me, he had only had an Instagram for like 2 days or something. And then he starts just writing me all of these messages, just message after message. And he's following my entire life. And then now he is literally looking over the fence my mother miles away.
This is loco, man. I don't know that I would take this lightly seriously.
Well, she's not going over there anymore.
No. No.
That's when Mo's mom should have been like, you know, Mo's dad is head right. of security for Russell and Sierra.
Yeah.
She should have been like, hey, ladies, y'all hear about my husband that beat down that guy within an inch of his life? They tried to come up on Sierra.
He knows.
Dude, the coincidence.
What
is crazy.
What are the chances? Right. One of those things that I'm still blown away by the story. I still don't have words.
The Bird Show.